Then the errors start. And not just one error. The typical accident involves 7 consecutive human errors. One of the pilots does something wrong that by itself would not have been a problem. Then one of them makes another error on top of that, which, combined with the first error, still does not amount to catastrophe. But then they make a third error on top of that, and then another, and another, and another, and another. And it's the combination of all those errors that leads to disaster. These 7 errors, furthermore, are rarely problems of knowledge or flying skill. It's not that the pilot has to negotiate some critical technical maneuver and fails. The kinds of errors that cause plane crashes are invariably errors of teamwork and communication. One pilot knows something important and somehow doesn't tell the other pilot. One pilot does something wrong and the other pilot doesn't catch the error. A tricky situation needs to be resolved through a complex series of steps, and somehow the pilots fail to coordinate and miss one of them. The whole flight deck design is intended to be operated by 2 people, and that operation works best when you have one person checking the other, or both people willing to participate, says Earl Wiener, who for many years was chief engineer for safety at Boeing. Airplanes are very unforgiving if you don't do things right. And for a long time, it's been clear that if you have 2 people operating the plane cooperatively, you will have a safer operation than if you have a single pilot flying the plane and another person who's simply there to take over if the pilot is incapacitated. Consider, for example, the famous, in aviation circles anyway, crash of the Colombian airliner Avianca 052 in January of 1990. The Avianca accident so perfectly illustrates the characteristics of the modern plane crash that it is studied in flight schools. In fact, what happened to that flight is so similar to what would happen 7 years later in Guam that it's a good place to start our investigation into the mystery of Korean Air's plane crash problem. The captain of the plane was Laureano Caviedes. His first officer was Maurizio Klotz. They were en route from Medellin, Colombia, to New York City's Kennedy Airport. The weather that evening was poor. There was a nor'easter up and down the East Coast, bringing with it dense fog and high winds. 203 flights were delayed at Newark Airport. 200 flights were delayed at LaGuardia Airport, 161 at Philadelphia, 53 at Boston's Logan Airport, and 99 at Kennedy. Because of the weather, Avianca was held up by air traffic control 3 times on its way to New York. The plane circled over Norfolk, Virginia for 19 minutes, above Atlantic City for 29 minutes, and 40 miles south of Kennedy Airport for another 29 minutes. After an hour and a quarter of delay, Avianca was cleared for landing. As the plane came in on its final approach to landing, the pilots encountered severe wind shear. One moment they were flying into a strong headwind, forcing them to add extra power to maintain their momentum on the glide down. The next moment, without warning, the headwind dropped dramatically, and they were traveling much too fast to make the runway. Typically, the plane would have been flying on autopilot in that situation, which reacts immediately and appropriately to wind shear. But the autopilot on the plane was malfunctioning, and it had been switched off. At the last moment, the pilot pulled up and executed a go-around. The plane did a wide circle over Long Island and reapproached Kennedy Airport. Suddenly, one of the plane's engines failed. Seconds later, a second engine failed. "Show me the runway," the pilot cried out, hoping desperately that he was close enough to Kennedy to somehow glide his crippled plane to a safe landing. But Kennedy was 16 miles away.